It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
Behind the scenes this morning, we've had all sorts of technical issues. Our mics haven't been working. Our headphones haven't been working. We brought in our engineer, Jason. Buddy, I just want to thank you for all of the work that you've done this morning. You're absolutely fabulous.
I like it better when the microphones are not working.
Okay, get out of here.
Wow. Jason.
Jason.
Get out of here,
Jason. What a punk that guy is.
What a punk.
Jeez.
What an ass.
Last time I buy him a burrito.
I know. Everything seems to be working, though. That's good.
Oh, man.
Screw that guy. Hey, before we get to PMI, can I brag about something really quick?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys? My wife was so turned on last night.
All right.
Let me just turn the music. Like, she was like, who is this guy that I married?
Uh-oh.
I don't want to brag, but I'm, like, one of the best dads on the street. And she's like, whoa, this guy's hot. I have a special skill. I can read the grass. You know what that means?
I'm
such a lawn guy. I'm an outdoorsy guy. Yeah, it's kind of like golf, right? Reading the green.
Mm-hmm.
Past couple days, I've been looking out at my back lawn. And I can just tell the way it's laying.
Yeah.
Something ain't right. Something ain't right with the sprinklers. I'm reading the grass. I'm getting down. I'm looking at it. I'm like, they're laying. Those little grass things are laying a little funny.
You're such a dude.
I was like, I gotta get out there and inspect that later. I finally got out there and inspected it yesterday. Fired up the sprinklers. That one zone right there where the grass is just kind of laying funny.
Yeah.
Shooting straight up in the air.
You knew you had single.
The head was broken.
Blew the sprinkler head.
Yeah.
Jacking up the way the grass is laying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd been telling my wife the past couple of days that something ain't right with that grass. It's not laying right. I'm reading it. And so I had to shoot her a picture of the one sprinkler head shooting straight up in the air. And I was like, babe, I don't want to brag, but like I said, something was wrong. And sure enough, and she was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She came running outside, and we basically stripped down and made sweet, sweet love right there on the grass.
Well, now it's definitely not laying right.
That's how the end of this played out for me.
The grass doctor.
I don't want to brag, but I can.
The sprinkler wasn't the only thing shooting straight up.
So that's how my afternoon went, you guys.
Oh, look at you go.
Gosh, early bird special.
Honestly, the way it ended, she just texted me, like, you know, shut the hell up or something like that. It's like, go finish, just fix it and move on.
When's dinner tonight?
That's a pretty mad skill, you guys, to be able to get out there and know something is wrong in your yard just because the grass is laying a little funny. So I don't want to brag.
Proud of you, buddy.
I should have probably just been the positive story this morning for PMI. I guess I can kick this back on now. All right.
That's so good.
I didn't feel like that music was appropriate, you know, with me talking about making sweet love to my wife out in the backyard.
This on the
like,
grass.
It doesn't sound like making love music, no.
Speak for yourself. It's time to do PMI. I think we still have time to do it. We'll send you on your way with a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting. Who's got the pee?
I've got the pee today.
Tell me about the pee, Katie.
This is actually really good because we have that snowstorm coming into the mountains this weekend, and CDOT just came out and said, don't you worry your pretty little traveling head.
What?
We've got you because they've got all of their vehicles on the road at 90% capacity.
What's up with the other 10?
I know. Well, they have a 10% vacancy as far as their employment goes, but this is a big deal because for the past like 3 or 4 years, CDOT has been 30% understaffed. So when we go out after a big storm and we see how long it takes for them to clear the roads and blah, 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 that has been a big part of it. They've been so understaffed.
Yeah.
So now just 90. A 10% vacancy and they are really excited. They're like, berthed pass, we've got you, Eisenhower Tunnel. Don't you worry. You're going to be able to get all around this state come winter time. And
that snow's not going to know what hit it, you
exactly.
guys.
Exactly. This is exciting news
that's
for
awesome
Colorado.
Awesome news,
so,
Katie.
Positive on a Friday.
Oh, my God. That's a perfect one. Shout out to all the CDOT employees.
Yeah. They work hard come
they
winter
do.
Time.
They do. Those stylish orange vests? I mean, very stylish.
Yeah. Work
so
hard,
bad.
And they look great.
Hot.
So get
hot.
It, CDOT.
Like me, reading the grass, they can read the asphalt.
They read the snow.
Read the snow.
I can read the snow. I can read read the asphalt.
Snow whisperers.
Who's got the M? Oh,
that's
I do.
You. Yeah.
That's me. This is inappropriate right here. So owners of EcoVac D-Bot X2 robot vacuums.
Uh-oh.
Do you need me to repeat that?
R2-D2?
In case maybe you thought, was that the X2 or the X1? No. The EcoVac's D-Bot X2 robots. Vacuum robots.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Highly hackable.
Uh-oh.
And I guess people are hacking them and shouting racial slurs from the robot vacuums.
Oh, no.
I'm not laughing at
that
them.
That is horrible.
I'm laughing with them.
That's horrible. It's horrible. Don't say those horrible things.
No.
But the way it's happening, people are hacking the EcoVac D-Bot X2 robot vacuums and shouting racial slurs. I guess there's all sorts of lawsuits right now. Somebody was able to access a camera on one of them, remote settings, and started shouting racial slurs in front of children at a house.
No.
EcoVac has claimed that it has resolved the vulnerability, which is allowing hackers to access the PIN codes. Yeah, it's a PIN code issue. But you know they're going to find a way around it. So it might, you know, start to expand to other robot vacs, but just be warned that it might start yelling at you if you have one of these.
Can you imagine just like, Mommy, the vacuum's being naughty.
What did the vacuum just say?
Sorry, one more time?
Pardon me? How funny.
Do you think it says those in like a robot voice, or is it just someone shouting?
I think it's just somebody who's able to like, yeah, just shout at you.
Oh.
Hey, you blankety blank. Whoa.
You're like, I'm sorry, what?
You missed a spot. Get back over
like,
there.
Like, luckily for those, you can just go over and kick them, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Or like grab them double-handed like a frisbee and just out the back door.
The dirtiest thing about the vacuum was its mouth.
All right, give me the eye, Josh.
All right, guys, I want to know, when you guys do your signatures, do you write out your entire name or you just go J Squiggle, you know, K Squiggle?
I'm a J Squiggle lately.
K Squiggle.
Well, you guys.
Which is an awesome nickname.
J and K Squiggle.
We're double J Squiggle. We should start a band.
Yes.
We could be DJs at the club.
I have a new guitar. Well, you guys, 1 in 5 Americans just scribble their name when they're signing their signature.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I know a lot of older people in the generations. They write out their entire name, and it looks very like my grandmother has the best cursive handwriting I've ever seen in my life.
My mom's like that, just banging handwriting.
But they had to practice that over and over in school.
Yeah, I don't think they even teach cursive in schools anymore at all. They just teach texting and typing and things like that. Like, I was still in class when I had to practice all my cursive letters back in the day, you know, senior year of high school and stuff like that.
But
now no one does that. And then on top of that, this is actually pretty funny. 19% admit to just drawing a line or squiggle. 3%
J Squiggle.
3% leave the space blank, which I guess is an option. I didn't know that when you had to sign your signature, you have the option of leaving it blank. And then 2% said they just do something else, like draw a picture.
So I was going to bring that up. Like, there's been many times where I'm at like Wally World or something, and you can just draw like a smiley face on that pad.
Yeah,
and you're like an artist, though. I've seen you can.
It's you can't draw. Be an artist with those digital.
No,
pens
I'm not saying you're taking 15 minutes to do it. But.
No, but I've done a smiley face before.
Yeah. Well, remember people also just used an X for like I remember Dumbo, Mrs. Jumbo, where she signed for her baby and she just put a little X.
No, I do not.
You don't remember that?
Thank you for that very obscure reference.
It's the X that they sign with.
Dumbo, like, Mrs. Jumbo?
Don't you remember in the movie Dumbo when Mrs. Jumbo gets her baby and she signs
Dumbo
with
the
an
elephant?
X? Yes.
An elephant is signing for
the
her baby.
Cartoon,
no, the mama.
Yeah, the mama.
Mama Jumbo.
Mama
Dumbo.
Jumbo is signing for baby Dumbo and she signs with an X with her big long trunk. Visually, you don't see this in your mind right now.
I feel
like
you're making this up
now. Oh, gosh. Please text in and tell him Mama Jumbo signs for baby Dumbo.
Did he fly? He was the elephant?
He did.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I don't remember that movie at all.
Again, I feel like you're making that up.
I'm not making that up. She signs with her trunk, a big X on the sheet that says, here's your
Mama
baby Dumbo.
Mama Dumbo Jumbo?
Mama Jumbo. Signs for baby Dumbo.
On the Jumbotron.
With an X.
At Ball Arena. Josh is going to Central City, but
heck
Katie, you got anything going on?
I'm going to sleep.
Good
so
for you. Yeah, you
that.
Should catch up.
Yeah.
You've been in a full week this week.
I have.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank
You're doing good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so I think this weekend is going to be me getting all my ducks in a row.
You have ducks?
I have ducks.
Awesome.
They are going crazy right
That's
now. They're
awesome.
All over the place.
I love people with ducks.
We're going to get them in a row and, you know, regroup.
Good. Yeah. this is one of those weekends where it's just, I'm already like, it's going to be Monday before we know it. We've got some gigantic cheerleading competition this weekend.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I've got to do a lot of stretching and make sure I perform really well on Saturday.
You got this, buddy.
Oh, I see
I'm
your outfit.
Okay. I'm at the top of the pyramid.
All
which
right.
Is fun.
Oh, that's fun.
No,
don't fall.
It's for my daughter. So we've got like an all day thing with that. And then on Sunday, we're going to the Western Ears down at the National Western Complex for some sort of horse event.
Ooh.
You guys are just going to be horsing around?
Again, I've got to stretch and be really prepared for this competition. But no, we've got friends with some horse stuff going on, and they invited us, and Nicole was like,
nice.
Absolutely, we love horses. I was like, whoa, we do?
We
love horses?
You do, they're like big dogs.
We love blowing our weekend doing this?
Yes.
Finding parking downtown, we want to do this?
Don't let them kick you.
No.
I know, horses are dangerous.
Me and my sister's worked with horses like her entire life, so I've been around them, and you do not want to get bucked off or kicked by a horse.
Yeah, you just don't go on that end of it. There's two ends. You stay on the other
one.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Give me more details on that, Josh. What do you mean you've worked with horses?
Well, she's ridden horses her entire life, so she would like break in horses. So I was around horses, like watching them do the horseshoe. I mean, I've been around horses my entire life.
You guys are so rich.
Well, she just
rich
loves
homie
horses.
Josh.
Rich homie
she
Josh.
She loves horses. Yeah. So I've worked with horses. I've helped her. I've done all that stuff. It's fun, man. She's, she crushed it.
That's awesome.
She has kids now, so she doesn't do it as much, but she's ridden horses her entire life.
Yeah, I'll go back a step. Isn't that such a rich person thing?
We weren't out there like playing polo, but yeah, I mean, yeah, like it's
so we've got a couple horses and we board them.
Yeah,
you
know,
very expensive dogs, Katie.
Like, they are very expensive dogs.
People with horses always drop it into like casual conversation out of nowhere.
Yes,
like, you know, it's a brag.
It is, but there's so much benefit to it as well. Like you talked about how it's just a pastime.
On.
There's also therapy with horses.
I know.
I'm telling you, if you have a
horses are great. They're fine.
They can
are.
Add so much positivity to your life. So
sweet
I'm
animals.
Just saying, if you can afford it, if you can board them.
Hold on, watch me roll my eyes.
But the fact that you get to hang out with them this weekend, you should be
Wait,
excited.
Watch me roll my eyes again. Yeah. That's great. I get it. Yes, you have very positive things to say about horses.
I like horses.
But it's still a rich person thing to say, oh my God, we've got to get down and feed the horses this weekend.
I got to ride on Joe Cocker's horse once. He has passed away, but he had a house up in like the Grand Mesa up in the Western Slope.
Okay.
So it was like, the name of the town is on the top. Crawford. He got a house up in Crawford. And so his horse, Comanche, even after he passed away.
That's a solid name.
It is. Like, somebody had their horse and people would come visit it. This is Joe Cocker's horse. And when I did radio over there, the person who boarded the horse was like, hey, you should come up and give it a ride. Da, da, da. So I have a picture of myself and my daughter on Joe Cocker's horse. But the people who don't know, he used to live up in Crawford and just walk on the dirt roads up there. Like, people would see Joe Cocker walking in the country. Roads
Can you
up
do
on
me a huge favor?
Mesa. Yeah.
Can you never say Joe Cocker again?